time now for Ask McLean Anything, 713-572-4610. John, does Monday Night Football need Peyton Manning?
I think, of course, they would love to have Peyton Manning. Everybody would. They check every time there's an opening, they check on Peyton, and Peyton's not interested. Peyton wants to run a front office, and when he does, it just depends on the right offer comes along. And we're going to be seeing a whole lot of Peyton this season because to celebrate the 100-year anniversary, the NFL employed him to go all over the country and do interviews with people about the NFL and the history of the NFL.
I wonder, John, this is my little, it's not a conspiracy theory, but in trying to get into the mind of Peyton Manning, I think he must have expressed some interest at some point for networks to keep reaching out to him, or at least some intrigue. And I'm wondering if Peyton, who you know wants to do a good job at it, and part of that would be being a very honest commentator, is Peyton Manning possibly waiting until his brother Eli retires because the last thing he wants to do is tell the truth about his brother on a podcast?
Peyton's told me that he wants to run an NFL front office like John Elway.
Ew, exactly like John Elway? I'd say I think he should try to run it better than John Elway.
John, is Alex Bregman the face of the Astros?
I've always thought Jose Altuve was the face of the Astros.
Go ahead.
Because he's been there the longest, he's the most popular. But Bregman, because of his personality, is coming up fast. But right now, I don't think he's the face of it over Altuve.
So Altuve, the face of the Astros.
I still believe he is, but boy, I think it was tremendous for Jim Crane to spend whatever it took to get Bregman to sign to keep him here through 2024.
John, I want you to take a listen to something. This is Giants general manager Dave Gettleman discussing his quarterback, Eli Manning.
I said it in Indianapolis, and I'll say it again. You turn around and take a look at what happened last year. Once we got that O-line fixed, better, we're going to continue working on that. And look at what we did the second half of the year on offense. So, again, this narrative that Eli's overpaid and can't play is a crock.
Is that narrative a crock?
That he can't play, I would say it's a crock. I don't think he doesn't have much. His offensive line was basically awful, and he said until we got it fixed, and he pointed out we need to do more. Of course they do. But with Barkley, the Beckham trade certainly not going to help Eli unless they strike it rich in the draft with another receiver. But even he is not going to be able to produce as Beckham did. So I watched, and we all watched, Eli play a great game against the Texans last year. It was the best game he played all season. Unfortunately for them, it was early in the season, and he couldn't sustain it. So I wouldn't say he can't play. There's a lot of quarterbacks that, to me, were worse than Eli.
John, the Syracuse Orange are going to take on the Baylor Bears tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
They're
going to
beat the hell out of Baylor.
In the NCAA tournament. Well, that depresses me. I wanted to actually lay it down a bet or something like that.
Sorry. I'll take the Q's.
No bet?
No bet. Baylor's playing terrible down the end of the season. They were awful.
That's not fun for us.
I'm a realist. John, I watched them.
You're acting like they're a 13 seed.
I'm basing it on how they played at the end of the season and when they got stomped in the tournament by Iowa State, who they swept in regular season. Sorry, Paul.
John,
how many points you give me?
None. Okay. Syracuse is too frustrating to give anyone points.
Here's the spread. Syracuse tomorrow night is favored by 2.5 points.
Wow. Boy, you're down on your alma mater for a 2.5 point game.
I sure am. I think the odds makers didn't see what I saw.
How do they even receive you in Waco anymore? I feel like they should ban you.
I'll tell you how. I don't know if you guys have heard, but John McLean had a great breakdown of the Baylor women's basketball team yesterday in the Loop. That's how they welcome him back.
Landry asked me if I could name three players. I watch them all the time. They're number one in the country.
Where's Josh Rosen going to play next year?
I listened this morning to Charlie Weiss talking about that every day that he is delayed to trade him, his value goes down. I don't buy it. It depends on what you thought about Josh Rosen coming out of college. You can't base your opinion on him based what we saw last year as a rookie. If you base it on Jared Goff, what would you have traded for Jared Goff after his rookie year? I don't think he'd even given up a three. So I think he'll end up at one of the quarterback needy teams, maybe during the draft when they don't, say Miami, wants Drew Locke, but Locke goes to Denver at 10. Or Washington wants a guy they can't get, and they liked him. And I don't think they're going to trade. They're not going to trade a one this year. Maybe they'll trade a one next year, sweeten it with a three or something this year. But he's definitely gone. Charlie Casserly said last night, keep both of them in case Murray gets hurt. Well, you know, if you want to do that, they need players. They need guys who can come in. They can put around Kyler Murray, and Rosen's the best way to do it.
Who said keep both of them?
Charlie Casserly.
Oh.
Your guy, Seth.
Well, he's making a lot of curious statements.
He loves Kyler Murray now.
They get a lot of clicks in it. Does he? He switched completely.
Oh, yeah.
He's,
he loves it.
He's all about he's not good as an analyst.
did you guys leave Charlie alone, damn it.
I'll leave him alone because you have a personal attachment, but like honestly, as an analyst, man, he's venturing into Bill Polian territory.
Him waffling on the Kyler Murray stuff is curious. I feel like if you really wanted to go full Skip Bayless, you got to double down on the Kyler Murray. And you have to make it last 10 years.
Yes.
Like, he needs to hate Kyler Murray even if Kyler Murray goes to, like, it makes three all pros and wins a Super Bowl.
He's got to take his cues from Skip Bayless and his takes on Tim Tebow and LeBron James. It's Ask McClain Anything on a Wednesday. John McClain in 713-572-4610. John, would Peyton Manning be the next NFL commissioner?
Now, that's a position I've never heard Peyton mention for. Would Peyton want to run the NFL for, say, $45 million a year? Now, money's never been an issue for him. He says he wants to run a franchise. That's his goal. But, boy, I think you'd have to have a little experience before you step into that role.
No, he needs it because I want everyone to dislike him the way I irrationally do.
I'm not even going to – I don't want to bring it up because I feel like if enough people start bringing this up, Peyton Manning's going to die in a ricin incident. Somebody's going to – like Goodell's going to off Peyton Manning if he feels like the throne is threatened somehow. I put nothing past Roger Goodell and what he might do to retain his power.
I'll tell you somebody I wouldn't put the commissioner's job past, and I'm not talking about taking Goodell's place, but at some point, if he was really interested in the position, would be Eric Winston.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Eric's done
as well. As commissioner?
As no, commissioner. He'd be a
turncoat. He would never do that. Yeah. Zero chance.
Troy Vincent did it.
And yeah, he's a turncoat.
It's turned out quite well for him.
It's turned out he's a turncoat. He has a flat-out trader turncoat. It's worked out great for him.
If the league wanted to bring Eric in and he was agreeable to do it, I could see Eric working his way up to being the top guy in the NFL.
No. Never. Ever, ever, ever. Never. Would he do that? Like, he would be a turncoat. He's the enemy at that point.
And if people don't know, Eric is the president of the NFL Players Association.
Yeah, Troy Vincent didn't do the same thing. Troy Vincent went from being a player to working for the league.
And Eric's been negotiating against the owners for about 7 or 8 years at this point. And I like Eric a lot. I don't think Eric would switch sides at that level, even though it's obviously a huge job.
Turncoat's a strong word.
Well, he couldn't go straight to being a commissioner. He'd have to work in the league office. And if he want, no matter, Eric can do anything he wants to do.
Yes.
You know, he moved up to D.C., and that puts him in the middle of everything even more. But I just think I don't think he's going to do it, of course. I just said he could do it.
Yeah. Eric's level of disgust and contempt for some of the things the league has done and the way they've conducted themselves, including just flat out stealing money from the players. Like stealing money, like saying, like, oh, money that was supposed to go to the players. Like, nope, we're not going to give it to you. We're not going to tell you about it. Like, I'm not saying, like, hypothetically. I'm just like, yeah, like, hiding money from the players that by contract was supposed to go to the players. Roger Goodell lying about the Ray Rice incident. Like, all these, there's no way in hell. No way.
Oh, the owners would never hire a guy who'd represented the union.
Yeah.
Which is essentially what Eric has been doing. John, the Texans will sign an offensive tackle at some point.
They
right?
will sign an offensive tackle at some point and might sign two.
Okay, they might sign two.
They
okay.
better get a left tackle. They need a body out there. Jordan Mills is not a left tackle.
John, we had a question here. Would the Texans be interested in Gerald McCoy and or Joe Hayden after they get cut for cap space? I don't think that's going to happen.
It's not going to happen. McCoy, they've already said he's not getting cut. Every move they've made has been with him being on the team. And I can't imagine with the Steelers. Is Hayden's not unrestricted, is he?
No, I think he meant if the Steelers cut Hayden, which I don't expect
They need corner. They're desperate for a corner and an inside linebacker, so I don't see them cutting him.
John, who is the division leader in the AFC South right now on paper?
Indianapolis.
I agree with you. And people, if that makes you feel bad, just get ready. In July and August, almost everybody nationally will be selecting the Colts to win
the NFC
South.
And I will, too.
Did you say get ready for it? I mean, they just beat the snot out of the Texans in the playoffs. Like, they absolutely destroyed them in the playoffs.
I was there.
Okay, I'll ask a related
question. Mac ran all over them.
I'll ask a related question, John, which is, I would imagine in Indianapolis right now, people aren't as concerned about the inactivity in free agency because of that one play. Even though the Colts got blasted the next week after they beat the Texans, if the Texans had blasted the Colts in the first round of the playoffs, do you think that people might be a little bit more patient with free agency?
No, because they'd still see the weakness at left tackle and at cornerback. People are going crazy in Indianapolis. The writers every day, I retweet them. They're pointing out, okay, Chris Ballard, everybody knew he wasn't going to go out there and blow money. He's being smart. There's other free agents he's going to sign in the second and third wave. And he used examples of guys who he did that with the last 2 years who contributed to their turnaround. And so anybody's got a lot of money, the fans and media are going crazy that they're not spending it.
So people in Indianapolis are that upset about them spending
money.
Well,
based on what I'm reading every day.
Interesting. I've got one more real quick. Are you really that down on Gary Cooper's performance in Pride of the Yankees?
What the hell?
Oh, yeah, I didn't like it because I read all the things about Cooper throwing like a girl.
Ah, well, because I was under the impression...
He was a great actor, but he they covered for him big time.
Wait, did you not? But you don't see it in the movie itself?
No, I can't remember. I just remember being really disappointed and thinking, man, that is fakey. I never looked at Gary Cooper as a baseball player is to in the recent years. If a guy's playing an athlete, you think that guy could be him.